Sufferings arise due to our unawareness and misunderstandings of ourselves and our environment. Buddhism is a teaching of wisdom. We should be conservative in what we use and be content with what we have. Everybody is somebody we can learn from. When we see the virtues of others, we should adopt them as our own. When we see the wrongs of others, we should reflect upon ourselves for the same faults. Buddhism is a teaching which shows us how to live a happy, fulfilling, and content life. The purpose of the Buddha's teachings is to eradicate superstition and clear up people's misunderstandings about life. Are you aware of the fact that our lives are getting shorter by the second? Our goal of cultivation is to attain true happiness. True happiness is undiminishing happiness, withstanding the test of time and conditions. Love can turn into hate. You may dislike something you adored yesterday. We should see things with eyes of equality and not let emotions control our lives. Treat people sincerely. We should mean what we say and truly be sincere from the bottom of our hearts. For the health of our body, we should keep it moving. In taking care of our mind, we should keep it at peace. Exercise and peace of mind are the key to living a fulfilling life. We must be in control of our body and mind and not let them hinder our ability to enjoy life. Wise people do not harbor feelings of gain or loss. In this way, they often dwell in the joy of possessing great peace of mind. When we encounter a person or a situation we do not like, it is the perfect opportunity for us to practice patience and cultivate a pure and compassionate heart. If we learn to forgive, we will dwell in peace of mind. We must be open-minded to be a good student of the Buddha. We should show our gratitude to those who have shown us kindness, such as parents, teachers, and even society. Everyone in society is interdependent and interrelated. We should practice good deeds to repay them. Regardless of what we do, we should not give rise to anger. Wisdom springs from purity of mind. Our hearts must be like still water in a pond. Only then can we reflect the teachings properly. The Buddha is constantly teaching. We cannot hear it because our mind is not still. We should soothe our mind by clearing it of scattered thoughts. True cultivation is reciting Amitabha's name in modesty. How many people recognize the kindness shown by parents, Usually, people do not realize it until they themselves become parents or lose their parents. We should show our gratitude through practicing filial piety by being responsible, considerate, and obedient to our parents. We should not recite the sutra for the sake of reciting it. We must understand the meaning, put it into practice, and experience the truth. We truly benefit from the Buddha's teachings when they are practiced in everyday life. In Buddhism, love is based on wisdom. This is called compassion. To be a poor, content, and happy person is better than being one who is rich, worried, and afflicted with greed. Wise people do not just see matters from the surface. They contemplate them thoroughly and see to the truth. A genuine heart is one without discriminations or attachments. The point of practicing giving and charity is to forsake greed, hatred, ignorance, and arrogance. Everything in the Buddha's teachings can be used in everyday life. We should strive to live the teachings and attain true happiness. What is taking refuge? Taking refuge means to return and rely. From where do we return from, and to what do we rely upon? When we take refuge in the Buddha, we are returning from our deluded state of mind and relying upon an awakened, understanding mind. When we take refuge in the Dharma, we are returning from deviant views and relying upon proper views and understanding. When we take refuge in the Sangha, we are returning from pollution and disharmony and relying upon purity of mind and the six principles of living in harmony. Taking refuge in the triple jewels restores the complete wisdom and abilities of our self nature. We will attain purity, equality, honesty, contentment, compassion, and overall true happiness.